It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Students across New York are about to start month three of remote learning. Mayor de Blasio just announced that summer school will also be online, and there's a strong possibility that virtual learning will continue into the fall. With no clear end in sight, WNYC's Jesco Gould has been talking to students about the experience. Here is one of their stories.
Good morning. This is Titi Leo Aluko.
I want to introduce you to Titi Leo Aluko.
I'm 18 years old. I attend Landmark High School.
Aluko is a junior who lives with her parents and three siblings in the Bronx. Today, she's getting ready for English class.
I am logging into my Zoom class.
This is one of a few live classes she has each week.
Good morning, John. How are you?
And it's going pretty well. No one is Zoom bombing or cutting out. It's nice to interact with her teachers and classmates. They joke around before getting down to business. They're working on essays to prepare for college applications. The assignment is to take a personality test, then write about it.
And away we go with screen share.
According to the test, Aluko is reliable, a leader, a little perfectionistic. Which makes sense. She wants to be a lawyer, she's taking AP classes, and she's in about a million extracurriculars. But if I had to pick one word for her, it would be persistent, because remote learning has been nothing short of a saga.
I had to do what I had to do. I'm sorry.
When schools closed mid-March, Aluko's family didn't have a functioning computer or internet.
The computer has not been working since like December. The internet is off, has not been paid for the longest.
That first week, she got a laptop from school, but it didn't have Wi-Fi. She called all the internet companies offering free service to students, but she couldn't get through.
There was like long holds. I would have to be on the phone for like 3 hours, just to like make sure that I'm speaking to a representative, and then like it would go back to hold. And I was just like, I give up.
She didn't give up. Finally, her school counselor said to see if a neighbor would share a Wi-Fi password.
I felt so weird, like just going to her and ask her, can I please use a hotspot? Because like, I felt like I was intruding on like, I don't know, it's just like her privacy.
The neighbor agreed, but it wasn't a great solution.
So like, for me to really get internet connection, I had to sit next to the door in the house.
Then the school found a donor to pay off her family's internet bill. That was at the end of March, but the internet still isn't back on. Finally, she and her siblings got free tablets with Wi-Fi from the Department of Education. But remote learning is still challenging.
Right now, I'm working on an iPad. The laptop I got from the school just stopped working. But I reached out to the school, and they're working on helping me get a new one. I appreciate them for doing that, because it's not easy at all working on an iPad.
She says typing out essays without a real keyboard is hard. And so is finding a place to work. Her mom and the four kids all compete for quiet spots in their two-bedroom apartment.
Tell Goodison Grammar not to come to mommy's room and that I'm going to be there for the next. You heard?
But she says even with these obstacles, or actually because of them, she's more motivated than ever.
So I'm going to work hard, and I'm still going to put in the work that I've been putting in the whole year and show my teachers that I can do it.
Right now, she has another paper to write. For a seminar about income inequality, Jessica Gould, WNYC News.
To read more about what teachers, students, and experts suggest should change with remote learning, visit Gothamist.com.